Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Whew. Did you hear that? I'm not sure I heard that right. That's not what I said.
What's that noise?
Anyway, yeah, right.
What's that noise?
Let's move on with some poetry.
Quick.
Yeah, Waddy Mitchell has a great piece of poetry, and the late Don Edwards is singing in this poem. This is a part of their live performance. Love it. The poem is entitled, "The Sounds a Cowboy Hears."
On clean night airs, light gets spare. There spreads a mournful tune as old as blood. It flows and floods the world where cowboys croon. Campfire light holds back the night. Sparks chatter like old friends. A comfort zone that sets the tone where mood and time transcend. Moonbeams trace a coyote's face, tip back to read the stars. Its tale of woe to friend and foe resounds between the bars. Weaned by a fence, one calf laments its mother's comforting. That brooding hum of grief becomes the sound the cowboy sings. And you can hear him sing.
Oh, give me a home, Red River Valley and mi corazón. Bury me not beneath prairie skies, and tell Annie Laurie goodbye.
You're feeling old, and stiff joints gold as under tarp you climb. But soon you'll drift as thought gusts sift the ashes of your mind. You're carried back where fiddlers hack out near forgotten strains of hope and chance, and youth and dance, of innocence and pain. It's strange how songs from days long gone rekindle joys thought dead, and how other tunes can open wounds, sounds in a cowboy's head. Your memory swarm as pending storm previews its own onset. You re-ride bronc, re-honky-tonk, re-word, rethink. Regret.
Oh, poor Angler Joe, down in the valley in Strawberry Roam. Ghost riders drift through dark, ragged skies and meet in the sweet by and by.
You'll never die. You're young and spry, bullet and hundred proof. Dreams blend so well it becomes hard to tell your musings from the truth. Then lightning's bark splits open dark and sky drums echo loud. Limbs crack and break as old Zeus rakes cold moisture from a cloud. That wrath unfurled defines your world, and through it all, you doze. While embers hiss at Awa's kiss, all sounds a cowboy knows. You contemplate the whims of fate, spin your map for years, and they've become your wife. No, your whole life, those sounds a cowboy hears.
Isn't that cool?
It is.
Man, the one and only Waddy Mitchell, Don Edwards combination.
What a pair.
Everybody else are all imitations.
Absolutely.
Me and Bren, we're imitations. Yep.
You're getting there.
Well, we're trying.
Keep swinging.
We're still practicing, but
right.
We'll never be a Don and Waddy combination.
That would be a tall order right there.
You just can't do it, right? That's right. Well, I'm not sure that's what I heard.
I told you.
Well, that's what I heard, but that's not what you said. Right?
What? Where?
Right?
What?
Right. So we started in talking about legend and lore.
Okay.
All
that's right?
right.
Yeah.
And things like that. And we had a father that was a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So he guided hunting trips out of the Flying Bee on the Middle Fork of the Salmon.
That's right.
He had a nuisance black bear that kept getting into their kitchen box.
That's right.
And, he'd just make a heck of a mess,
Well,
of course, our father had to embellish those stories.
But what good stories.
And he told us that Rapscallion was what he nicknamed this bear.
Right.
Come in and grab a bag of oats and a roll of paper towels and go down to the creek.
That's right.
And help himself to the oats down at the creek, and the paper towels were for cleaning up afterwards.
Washing before and after. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure at some point Rapscallion grabbed a roll of paper towels and just shredded it because he didn't know what it was, but then the story turned into going down to the creek and washing his hands.
Which led to another story.
Exactly. And then finally, so Dad did set a trap for him, but he didn't tell us that part. He told us that he put his sleeping bag on the roof of the outhouse.
That's right.
And taped a
flashlight
to his barrel.
The barrel of his gun.
Of his gun, and waited for him to come back.
That's right.
And put a little bit of honey on the end of his barrel.
That's right.
And he had fallen asleep, and Rapscallion licked the barrel, but also started licking Dad's ear.
That's right.
To wake him up.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks, we come by this honestly. All right.
And Oswald.
Well, and is that what you remember, or is that what he said, or is that what you heard?
Well, I heard the bear licked his ear instead of the barrel of his gun.
Well, okay. We'll talk about maybe Oswald and Charlie Horse.
Oh, and Charlie Horse.
Here in a bit.
Yeah.
We need to end the show, though.
What?
Yeah. Richard Aloyan is riding along with us this side of the dirt.
I ran into this old buckaroo out riding on the range. He didn't have a care in the world or a dollar to his name. I inquired as to his welfare, and he thought about that some. Then he looked at me and smiled and said, "Let me tell you, son, it'll never be perfect. It could be worse. I could be pushing up daisies or riding in a long black hearse. But I'm keeping busy doing the good Lord's work. And I won't complain while I remain on this side of the dirt, on this side of the dirt." I know a kid from Colorado, and just about a year ago he cheated death when he had a wreck at a local rodeo. He broke his back, broke his leg, and he's had a tough time since. But I know what he'd tell you if you asked him how he is. I'll never be perfect, I could be worse. I could be pushing up daisies or riding in a long black hearse. I'm keeping busy doing the good Lord's work, and I won't complain while I remain on this side of the dirt. Some things you hear just roll on by, and some you'll take to heart. But a tumbleweed that fights the wind just gets blown apart. Down a country road there's a little house on a 20-acre lot. And that little house is all that's left of everything they bought. They fought the bank, fought the weather, till finally they gave in. But if you retreat, you regroup, you can rebuild again. It'll never be perfect, but it could be worse. You could be pushing up daisies or riding in a long black hearse. You gotta keep busy doing the good Lord's work, and don't complain while you remain on this side of the dirt. On this side of the dirt. I won't complain while I remain on this side of the dirt.
Well, by golly, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Yeah, but you started it.
That's not what I heard. That's not you. You didn't tell me.
I know. Time and time again. How many times did your mother tell you that?
Oh my goodness! If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Do not exaggerate.
Amen.
Yes. Mother taught us a lot of good things.
Well,
with
Red Skelton. I love Red Skelton.
I
right?
do, too.
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Him and his wife had a great relationship.
Yes, they did. Right.
Yeah, and he come home from work, and his wife was sitting there watching the TV, and Red was watching the TV,
right.
And his wife come in from the kitchen, and his wife says, well, what's on TV? And he says, dust.
Dust. Yeah, exactly.
And that's when the fight started.
Right. Well, and Red Skelton and his wife used to go out to dinner twice
right.
a week.
Twice
yeah.
a week.
He'd go on Tuesdays, she'd go on Fridays.
<That's> right. Love that, Red.
Oh, my gosh.
Good people.
Yeah, and I was reminded, I'm glad you said that, because I was reminded about a bit that Red Skelton did on the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Where he explained every word.
Every word.
Man.
Yes.
We'll get that.
We got to go there.
Yeah. We'll get that recording. We will play that.
Mm-hmm.
That was outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, Dad shot a bighorn sheep.
Bighorn ram, yeah.
Yeah, that went down to the bottom of a canyon.
And 500 yards.
Yeah, he had
1,000 yards.
He had to pack it out. Yeah, and he shot it with his .308 with a peep sight at 500
at
yards.
500
yeah,
yards.
Yeah, right. All right. And Charlie Horse took his pack string, and I think this is true.
This is true,
yeah,
yes.
Took his whole pack string down into the Middle Fork of the
Salmon River.
And then he said he'd spent days drying out sleeping bags and everything,
and
right?
And it didn't kill him.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's how tough Charlie Horse was.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next week,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's right, because we've just gone too far. That's right.
Nah, come on now.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, I know I heard that right.